Sometime between the early hours of December 31st and January 2nd, Danby resident David Cady took his own life. Cady's death was the result of a three-day standoff involving police from several counties, along with state troopers from New York and Pennsylvania. The incident has raised questions about the level of force used, and now there are calls for an independent investigation. WSKG's Matt Richmond has more.
In January, the Danby Town Board passed a resolution asking for an independent inquiry into the standoff on Hornbrook Road. According to Town Supervisor Rick Dietrich, he couldn't reach a public information officer throughout the standoff, and the police response in this small town outside of Ithaca shook residents.
And I think that most people that, like, this kind of thing happens somewhere else. This is not how we think about ourselves in these kind of confrontations.
The best information so far on the standoff comes from a law enforcement presentation at the Public Safety Committee meeting in Tompkins County earlier this month. The confrontation began at 7:46 p.m. on December 30th, when two Tompkins County Sheriff's deputies arrived at Cady's house to serve a warrant for a DWI conviction. He refused to come out. His wife told the officers that Cady had loaded guns. That was when things began to change, says Sergeant Jake Young of the Ithaca Police Department.
Based on the fact that the deputy was advised there was a gun and the circumstances that are unfolding, he requests the availability of the SWAT team and activating them with the SINT team.
The SINT team handles standoff negotiations. They arrived a little after 9 that first night. According to police, about 2 hours later, Cady fired a shot in the direction of one of the state police troopers. Cady's wife, Melissa, spoke during the public comment portion of the county meeting. She says the whole thing could have been stopped before that shot was fired.
He needed someone to help him. And all they did is bring in more and more and more police.
A SWAT team from Elmira came to assist. The state police SWAT team handled the day shift. Multiple armored personnel carriers arrived. At one point, there were 5 or 6 robots inside the house looking for Cady. The Pennsylvania State Police sent an armored vehicle called a Rook. According to the sheriff's office, 18 agencies provided assistance. Sergeant Young says officers were working outside with temperatures in the single digits.
That's, you know, one of the reasons why at times there was 30 or 40 people on scene. People can simply only stand outside for so long before they just simply need to warm up.
Melissa Cady says she tried to convince the police to let her go to the door and talk to her husband, but they refused.
That was never going to happen.
Scott Phillips is a former police officer and now a criminal justice professor at Buffalo State College.
Simply because if she'd walked up to the door and he opens the door and kills her, nobody knows how these things are going to end.
Phillips says it's also not surprising that so many agencies were quick to help.
This is real police work. This is what police officers expect that they should be doing more often, but they very rarely do.
The standoff continued through New Year's Day. Cady was found dead in the downstairs bathroom on January 2nd. He was 36. Before the standoff ended, the Rook tore holes in the front and side walls of the house. There's yellow police tape hanging from the trees out front. And weeks after the incident, possessions were still piled up on the lawn. Danby Supervisor Rick Dietrich says residents in Danby want a better explanation from police.
I think they want us to know that they're there to protect and serve. And when the population has some doubt about that, they, by what they consider to be demonstrated tactics, all of a sudden protect and serve has got a whole new meaning.
Dietrich says a request from the county legislature for an independent inquiry would have much more weight than the one passed by Danby. The legislature is waiting for a full report from the county sheriff, which is expected to take another few weeks. For WSKG News, I'm Matt Richmond.